All right.
Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be talking about something called keyword cannibalization.
Ooh.
And I know what you're thinking.
Okay.
You spend all this time working on these amazing product pages.
Yeah.
And you think you're doing everything right.
Right.
But what if I told you?
Yeah.
Those pages are actually hurting your sales.
Oh, that is scary.
It's a little scary, right?
It is scary.
So basically, keyword cannibalization is when you have multiple pages
mm-hmm.
on your site that are all competing
yeah.
for the same keywords.
Oh.
And it's confusing Google.
Okay.
And it's hurting your search ranking.
Gotcha.
So basically, Google's looking at all these pages and they're like,
mm-hmm.
well, which one is actually the most relevant?
Yeah, like which one should I show to the user?
Exactly.
All right.
So, you know, we've talked about keywords and SEO before.
Yeah.
But maybe you can kind of explain.
Yeah. So, I mean, keywords are super important for SEO, right? Like, you want to make sure that you're using the right words on your pages.
Right.
So that Google can understand what your pages are about.
Right.
But.
Too much of a good thing.
It's all about strategy.
Oh.
It's not just about, like, throwing a bunch of keywords on your page.
Right.
You have to think about which keywords are the most important for each page.
Right.
And you have to make sure that you're not using the same keywords on like a million different pages.
Gotcha.
Because that's where this whole keyword cannibalization thing comes in.
So it's almost like if we were to use an analogy.
Sure.
It's like imagine you're shopping for blue running shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Google.
Yeah.
You type in blue running shoes.
Right.
But you have three pages on your site
yeah.
that are all optimized for blue running shoes.
Oh, I see.
Google's like, which one do I show?
Right. It's confusing.
Yeah.
So Google might just decide to show a different page altogether, one from a different website. That is actually more focused on blue running shoes.
Okay, so it's not like one page ranks higher.
Yeah.
It's that they all potentially rank lower.
Exactly, yeah.
Because they're competing with each other.
Yeah.
So how do we avoid this? How do we get out of this keyword cannibalization trap?
Okay, so the first thing is thorough keyword research.
Research.
Yeah, you gotta know what people are actually typing into Google.
What are they actually searching?
Yeah, don't just guess.
Yeah.
Don't just assume.
You're right. Use the tools.
Use the tools.
Google Keyword Planner.
Yes.
All those things.
There are a bunch of different tools out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, you want to make sure you're using the right keywords.
So once we know what they're searching for.
Okay, then you got to map those keywords to specific pages.
Oh, keyword mapping.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, so basically
more.
Each page on your website should have one primary keyword that it's focusing on.
Okay, so one main focus.
One main focus.
But it can have other.
Now, that doesn't mean you can't use other related keywords on that page.
Yeah.
You definitely should.
Right.
But it should be clear to Google what the main focus of that page is.
Like, Google's not stupid.
Right.
But we want to make it as easy as possible.
Make it easy for Google.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google's smart.
Yeah.
But you wanna be clear.
Be clear.
And concise with your keywords.
Okay. Yeah. So we've done our keyword research.
Yeah.
We've mapped our keywords.
Uh-huh.
But what if we're starting with a website that already has like hundreds of pages?
Right.
How do we even know where to start?
All right. So step three is you got to analyze your existing content.
Okay.
So basically, go through all of your pages and see which keywords they're targeting.
Okay.
And see if there's any overlap.
Oh.
Right. Because if you have multiple pages that are targeting the same keywords.
Right.
That's where you're going to run into problems.
That's the cannibalization.
That's the cannibalization.
Okay, and so then what do? We have all these pages. They're all messed up.
Okay, so then you have a couple of different options.
Okay.
You can either consolidate those pages.
So, like, merge them together.
Yeah, like, if you have two pages that are both about blue running shoes, maybe you can just combine them into one really awesome page about blue running shoes. Or you can re-optimize those pages.
Okay.
So maybe one page is about men's blue running shoes.
Yeah.
And the other page is about women's blue running shoes.
Right.
So you can just make sure that the keywords on each page are really specific to that target audience.
Okay.
And then the third option is to just get rid of some pages.
Just delete them.
Yeah. If you have pages that are really thin or they're not performing well, they're not getting any traffic.
Get rid of them.
Just get rid of them.
Okay.
It's okay to get rid of content.
Yeah.
Sometimes less is more.
So we've talked about all these things. Mm. We've researched our keywords. We've mapped them. We've analyzed our content.
Uh-huh.
We've consolidated or re-optimized.
Yeah.
What's next?
Okay. So the final piece of the puzzle is internal linking.
Internal linking.
So internal linking is basically just linking between pages.
On your own site.
On your own site.
Okay.
And it's super important for SEO.
Really?
Yeah, because it helps Google understand the relationship between your pages.
I see.
And it can also help boost the authority of your most important pages.
So how do we make sure we're doing that right?
So when you're linking between pages, you want to use something called anchor text.
Anchor text.
Which is the actual text of the link.
So it's not just like click here.
No, click here is bad.
Okay.
You want to use keywords.
Oh.
In your anchor text.
So for example,
if you're linking to a page about blue running shoes, your anchor text might be shop our collection of blue running shoes.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So it's super specific.
Yes.
It tells Google exactly what that page is about.
It's like direction.
It's like direction.
For Google.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I've heard some people say.
Yeah.
That a little bit of keyword overlap.
Yeah.
Can actually be a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, a little bit of overlap might happen naturally.
Right.
But like if you're intentionally targeting the same keyword on like a ton of different pages, that's where you're going to run into problems.
Because then it's not clear.
It's not clear to Google what your site is about.
It dilutes everything.
And dilutes your authority.
So it's all about clarity and focus.
Clarity and focus, yes.
Okay. But having just one keyword per page seems so limiting.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be that strict. You can think about it as like clusters of keywords.
Okay.
So like your main keyword might be blue running shoes.
Right.
But then you can also use other related keywords like men's blue running shoes or women's blue running shoes.
So it's like a web.
Yeah, it's like a web.
All connected.
It's all connected.
Okay, that's helpful.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about this now.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the pages on our site.
Mm-hmm.
It's about
the bigger picture.
Yeah, the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Like if we're thinking about our website as a whole and how it interacts with other websites in our niche.
Exactly.
That also matters.
Yes.
After so how do we make sure
that
we're not cannibalizing ourselves in that sense?
So, I mean, you want to make sure that you're not using the exact same keywords as all of your competitors.
Right.
Because then you're just going to get lost.
Like a sea of sameness.
Yeah, exactly.
So we need to figure out.
You got to find your unique angle.
Our unique angle.
Yeah. What makes you different from your competitors?
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
So it's not just about keywords.
It's not just about keywords. It's about.
Maybe brand.
Brand identity.
Yeah, your brand identity.
And finding that unique space.
Exactly.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
This has been a really interesting deep dive, and I think we've covered a lot.
We have.
And, we've talked about keyword cannibalization on your own site.
Yeah.
But as you think about this, I want to leave you with a question.
Okay.
In a world where everyone is competing for the top spot on Google, how do we make sure that the internet stays a diverse and informative place?
That's a great question.
It's something to think about.
It is.